Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 12th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 8:14-40, and reading the New Living Translation. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people of Samaria had accepted God's message, they sent Peter and John there. As soon as they arrived, they prayed for these new believers to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, for they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands upon these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given when the apostles laid their hands on people, he offered them money to buy this power. "Let me have this power too," he exclaimed, "so that when I lay my hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter replied, "May your money be destroyed with you for thinking God's gift can be bought. You can have no part in this, for your heart is not right with God. Repent of your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive your evil thoughts, for I can see that you are full of bitter jealousy and are held captive by sin." "Pray to the Lord for me," Simon exclaimed, "that these terrible things you've said won't happen to me." After testifying and preaching the word of the Lord in Samaria, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, and they stopped in many Samaritan villages along the way to preach the good news. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, "Go south, down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candake, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning, seated in his carriage. He was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and walk along beside the carriage." Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The man replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of the scripture I had been reading was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but he went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself rather north at the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. So today we read a story where Simon Peter and John, they were doing miracles with the Holy Spirit. They were healing people. And another man named Simon, but not Simon Peter, he saw what they were doing, and he thought that if he offered them money, that they're going to give him the power of the Holy Spirit. And Peter said that you cannot buy the Holy Spirit. And that's true. We cannot buy the Holy Spirit. We cannot do these good deeds. We cannot do these things in disguise and then be bad, or not bad people, but do bad or wrong doings in secret. So let's pray that we won't try to bribe the Holy Spirit. We won't try to buy the Holy Spirit with our deeds. Dear Jesus, help us to not try to bribe you for your grace and for your commitment and the commitment that we put into a relationship with you. Help us to not fake it. Help us to not make excuses and to not attempt to even try to buy it, because Holy Spirit cannot be bought. Holy Spirit is something you acquire whenever our relationship with you is truthful. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.